are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 5 minutes past the hour. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. This is kind of an interesting article. I like this one. Fox News has come up with top 10 grooming fails. What are the top 10 things we do as part of our daily routine, which is an absolute failure? And this is kind of interesting. This comes from trying to see who the author was. This is kind of cute. It's not saying. Hopefully it's within the article. Anyway, number one is cologne overkill. They say Barney Bishop, scent expert and founder of the men's fragrance website FragrantMoments.net, says a quality statement will make a quality scent will make a statement for you, but many of you may overdo it on the cologne. And if you overspray, it's too much. So they basically say if you have a heavier, spicier cologne, you should just stop it after two sprays. For a lighter, more fragrancy cologne, three. I know some of you men are like, I don't use colognes. This is girly. Well, some of you do. It's because your wife makes you do it. I know guys don't really like to wear cologne. They're only doing it for the ladies. But guys would rather smell like guys, which is why, you know, whenever we talk about Valentine's Day gifts, Christmas gifts to give our spouse, I always tell the girls, don't be getting them cologne. Guys don't like to smell like that. They like to smell like guys. I don't blame them. Okay, another thing is product overload on your hair. They say many of you use too much hair goop. Way too much hair goop. And I'm not talking like something about Mary type stuff. Just, maybe we are. But anyway, too much goop on the hair. So they say just take about a nickel-sized blob of the styling product, work it through your hair from roots to ends. That's from Nick Arrojo from Arrojo Studio in New York. Just a little bit, nickel size, got that? Good. Okay, balding denial. All right, they say the more you try to cover up a receding hairline, the more obvious it becomes. They say when you slick your hair back to compensate for bald spots, it only highlights the hairline. So they say keep your hair short rather than long. The hair will stick up on top of each other. It'll give you more of an illusion of fullness. Arrojo again says aim for about a quarter to an inch on top. It does make sense. Remember, we think bald is cool, right? Look at Rick Harrison on Pawn Stars. He looks cool. I love that. Telly Savalas, I love it. Insufficient rinsing. Many of us, we leave too much shampoo on us. A lot of times behind the ears, and then it kind of sinks and gets moldy. So make sure you wash off all your shampoo. You don't have to do all the lathering and then rinse. You could lather, rinse, and then rinse some more, lather again, rinse, whatever. But just, they say, be very careful. You want to get that stuff off. Rounded toenails. Many of you make the mistake of cutting off the corners of your toenails with your clippers. We've talked about that when we talk about ingrown toenails. All right, we don't want you to round out the toenails. We'd rather they be straight across. This way they don't seem to grow in. Now, true, an ingrown toenail usually occurs at the base of the toe. And so whenever I have to remove an ingrown toenail, we got to numb up the whole toe by doing a digital block, peel the toe out and away from the side of the skin, and then we're able to cut the base. Then we phenol the base so it can't regrow, calling a matrixectomy, etc. But still, many of you will dig into the top part of the toe, and that could cause infection, so be careful. Another thing they say many of you do is you shave with cold water rather than warm. You always want to heat up the water because, remember, when you shave with cold water, you have, like, the little goosebumps, and then you could nick yourself, etc. I know some of you want more of the hair to come up, which is why you're doing the cold, but it's not a good shave. They say use warm water. You could always splash yourself with cold water afterwards. They also say don't shave against the grain. Because when you shave against the grain, even though you may get more hair, more cuts, more bumps, more pain. But if you go with the grain, at least with the first pass. They say go with the grain with the first pass. Then you could put a lot of extra coating and shaving cream and then try to go against the grain if you want. But be very careful when you pat afterwards because, you know what? I don't know. I don't shave my face. I probably should. Now, the older you get more facial hair, but you guys probably know what I'm talking about with that. Okay, they also said be careful with your severe soaps. Some of these soaps really dry out your skin, cause irritation. They say avoid strong detergents like sodium lauryl sulfate. Avoid harsh deodorant soaps. Those could dry out the skin. I like Dove. I think Irish Spring is good. I know my husband uses that. He doesn't really have dry skin issues, but Dove is, I know Dove is for girls, but still, maybe Smooth. The other thing, too, is many of you guys have really rough skin and you don't like to moisturize. I think a man using lotion is totally fine. I do not think it demasculates you by any means. So my recommendation would be to find some sort of a moisturizer that you could put on. Nobody has to look. But it helps with kind of the nicking and the bumps, etc. Another mistake Fox says that many of you do is you skip out on sunscreen. Sunscreen, it's so important because men, when we find skin cancer with you, where do we usually find it? On the face, on the ears, on the nose. And now you have to have, surgery, whether it's basal cell carcinoma, etc., squamous cell carcinoma. And these things, then you look horrible. You know, here you are 60, 70 years old with all these bandages, or you're using that Effudex, which kind of causes a chemical burn to burn these things off. So definitely wear your hats, wear your sunscreen, get this stuff is girly out of our heads. It's something you got to do. Whew. All right. Lots to talk about. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget a little bit later when you're on Facebook to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. Very easy to do. Just plug in Dr. Dahlia Show. Find me. Connect. There's a couple of them. Find the one that has more people on the page. That's the one I'm on, the one with a few thousand. Don't forget to also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Love to connect. See what you guys have to say. Don't forget also we have a Dr. Dahlia Android app. This is free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime during the day. Plus, it connects you with podcasts and archives. The Apple iPhone app should be coming out soon. Hopefully, we find out this week a little bit more on that. But right now, we only have the app for the Android. Don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this just in, a defiant Ahmadinejad. Okay, that's always a hard name. Ahmadinejad. Anyway, has said today, this morning, that Israel needs to be eliminated. Israel has no roots in Middle East history. He needs to crack open a book. He says Israel is an irritant, needs to be eliminated. He's in New York now for the UN General Assembly. He rejects any charges that Iran is sending arms to Syria. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He said that today, disregarding a UN warning to avoid incendiary rhetoric, and declared ahead of the annual General Assembly session that Israel has no roots in the Middle East and would be eliminated. Now, from what I understand, President Obama hasn't met with anybody. I think he's going to be on The View. I think there's a couple things on his agenda, but I don't think he's meeting with anybody. Nobody from Pakistan or Israel. I think he's just going to have Hillary Clinton do it. So Hillary's going to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He has hinted that Israel could strike Iran's nuclear sites. He has criticized President Barack Obama's position that sanctions and diplomacy should be given more time to stop Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Remember, Obama doesn't want anything to happen before the election. And I think Israel realizes that if something's going to be done, it's got to be done now. Otherwise, they won't get help from America. So it's kind of a very, very tricky situation. Iran denies that it is seeking nuclear arms and says its atomic work is peaceful. They're saying that while they're saying Israel needs to be eliminated. So we'll keep you posted as more news comes in, as the UN meeting is going on right now. I tell you, I'd really like to know. It's this attitude that I keep seeing with our current administration of, let's just kind of keep our head in the sand, let things pass. If we could let things pass, then hopefully we'll just get elected. And once we get elected, then, I mean, it's so frustrating because it just reinforces the fact that politicians are thinking about themselves first. I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it. I mean, right now, the fact that Obama is going on The View and he's not talking, because remember, he didn't want to talk to Benjamin Netanyahu because he said it didn't conflict, it didn't fit. Can't he, and he's taping a program of The View. It's not like a live shot where he only has one opportunity to be on The View and that's the only live shot. It's a taping of it in New York, you know? And when you look at this, it's like, what is the president's agenda? I mean, what is important to him? Well, right now, it's all about being elected. Well, Dr. Dahlia, President Obama has to be elected so then he could do more good work in the next 4 years. Let him do what he has to do, and then he could do all the business, political stuff later. No, we're paying him to work now. We're not paying him to be on The View and to help his career. Mind you, The View is a cool show. That's great. I know they all love him. Ladies love him when he's on. He always seems to get a boost in ratings because people likes to see the president on The View. They like to see him hanging out with the ladies. Got it. That's fine. Fine and dandy. But, I mean, this is kind of big right now, what's going on. And you're just dumping it onto Hillary Clinton. Okay, Hillary Clinton is not the president. You are. And Israel is asking for your help. Israel, I think, has phenomenal intelligence, as America does. I sincerely doubt any nuclear arms being made in Iran is just for peace, okay? Iran has many times said that they want Israel wiped off the face of this earth. We have a lot of uprisings going on right now, a lot of turmoil going on right now. You would think the president would be all over, you know, all these diplomats being in town and meeting with them, and no, he's going to play it politically safe. He wants to make it politically safe. You know, it's interesting. Oh, one of the police officers I had met, you know, was talking to me about the whole sheriff issue, Sheriff Joe. And he was saying how a good sheriff, a real good sheriff, probably wouldn't be elected for a second term. Because if he did what he had to do, he's not going to be making friends. Right? Yeah, even though Sheriff Joe seems to, you know, do very well with, he has a lot of supporters in Arizona. But for the most part, a sheriff that decides to politically please is not really that good a sheriff because he's so worried about the politics of it all. You know, you do your job and that's it. You don't worry about being reelected. And so I think what's frustrating a lot of us right now is we have a president whose primary goal now is his political campaign. And it's, very frustrating. And even to Democrats, because we need some things getting done right now. And the election is what, 42 days away. 42 days. What, we're going to have a president, and even Congress too. You have, you know, people in Congress whose terms are up next year that are, that are a way to, to be on the political campaign as well. And I find that extremely frustrating. I find it extremely frustrating because where are taxpaying dollars going? And, we have probably right now a very good opportunity for the president to kind of sit down with some people and figure out how to handle certain Iran issue, Israeli-Iran conflict that's probably coming. And no, he's going to have Hillary do it, and he's going to go on The View. I mean, we need some guidance. We need our president. Even if we don't like you, we need something being done. We need some statesmanship. We need some presence. All right, to show that we are strong, but hanging out on The View is, I think, a complete miscalculation of what the American people want you to do for this country, and I think it's a waste of time. Now, many of you have been emailing me over the weekend looking at the polls. Keep in mind, John McCain was doing ahead in the polls this time last election. Remember John McCain was doing well in the polls? I was talking to Alan Stock the other day of the Alan Stock Show, and he was saying Jimmy Carter at this point in time was actually ahead of Ronald Reagan in 1980. So don't panic about the polls. Remember, we still have the debates. I believe the first debate is coming up next Wednesday. And it is going to be, I think it's definitely going to be a game changer. Because right now, all people are hearing is what the liberal media is saying, right, about Romney and his taxes. And he, even though he wasn't making income, he's retired. The taxes he did pay still wasn't enough. What he gave to charity still wasn't enough. So all we're hearing is what the, you know, what the news is giving us. Now we'll be able to actually hear what is coming out of his mouth. Yes, you hear his speeches, etc. But again, those are political speeches. We don't like to hear political speeches that much. It seems to be the same thing. We seem to hear the same thing over and over again with political speeches. And it does have to be roughly the same thing because again, they're going into individual cities. It's very hard, you know, to make up a completely 100% new speech. I mean, there's only X number of issues, and those are the same number of issues. We've got to talk about economy. Got to talk about health care. We got to talk about securing our borders. We have to talk about the finite amount of money that our government has and how we're allocating it, national security, et cetera. Same topics, just, you know, a different speech. So, you know, when we get the clips of Romney or Obama making their speeches, seeing their signs in the back, it's nice, but it's not really doing anything in terms of the momentum of each campaign. National level, these debates are going to be key. Seeing how they handle themselves on the fly. I mean, I'm assuming, you know, they don't really get to. I'm assuming some of these questions are on the fly unless they get the questions beforehand and it's all, you know, it's all planned. But hopefully, there's some back and forth banter. And you know, we're assuming that Mitt Romney is going to do a much better job than Obama on this. Because Obama's going to have to be on the defense. And what Obama would do, if he's a smart debater, would be to put Romney on the defensive so Romney doesn't have a chance to put him on the defense. And so it may actually be, in essence, a waste of time because Romney's going to bring up how rich he is and how he has a mansion, how he only paid 20% taxes when average income tax should be 33% in his tax bracket or 35%. But he's going to say, but I wasn't working. That's my retirement. Those are my capital gain taxes or whatever. And they're going to go back and forth. We're going to get bored to death. I want to hear, what are you going to do with the economy? How are you going to get jobs? How are you going to fix our healthcare system? And what are we going to do about an impending Israeli-Iran war? All right. And if they bring up anything like, oh, we'll just let Hillary Clinton do it. She's in town. I got to be on The View. I think many of us are going to see that, and we're going to be disappointed. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, in medical news, they say women who are actually born prematurely may on their own later have pregnancy complications. The risk for them, if they were born between 32 weeks gestation and before 36, 37, is considered premature. They found that themselves later when they became pregnant had more issues with their own pregnancy, like gestational diabetes, diabetes during pregnancy, high blood pressure during pregnancy, preeclampsia, eclampsia, etc. So this new study was published today in the Canadian Medical Association. They found that chronic high blood pressure and diabetes was more common in women who were preterm. Now, many of us have thought that the large babies, the babies that were born, 10 pounds and above, were going to be more at issue with diabetes, but it looks like prematurity as well. Interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world,
camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a 1-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dolly cruise. We are leaving out of Seattle next June for a week up the inside coast of Alaska. It is going to be a phenomenal trip, absolutely exquisite. Please go to my website to sign up for that. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show, and please follow us on Twitter. So this is interesting. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security wants to make a robot tuna. They say, you know, tuna, you know, swim tirelessly in the Earth's oceans back and forth, etc. Well, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security wants to make a look-alike robot for underwater patrols called the Bio Swimmer. It's supposed to have fins and a flexible tail and have these quick maneuvers that look like the real fish. I gotta admit, tunas are beautiful. They just are. Apparently, Homeland Security made a choice to fund the robot made by Boston Engineering Corporation in Waltham, Massachusetts, with an eye toward missions such as exploring the flooded areas of ships, inspecting oil tankers, or patrolling U.S. harbors to watch out for suspicious activity. They call it Biomimetics, said David Taylor, program manager of the BioSwimmer at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. We're using nature as a basis for design and engineering a system that works well. So I guess this robot is going to have the tuna kind of sleek, flexible shape, will squeeze into tight spaces like the flooded bilges and tanks of ship interiors. And then, of course, it'll kind of hang out well with marine life. Humans can control the activities through a laptop. But, of course, the you know, the tuna's unmanned, and it'll have its own computer for navigation, sensor data, communications, etc. So, robots, never gone away, going to continue. Hopefully, you know, we haven't really heard much robot stuff, right? There's Osmo in Disneyland, right? He could kind of dance and, you know, bring things to you slowly. That's all I remember from Osmo. But this is kind of cool stuff. So anyway, they say marine animals have a lot to teach human engineers, especially because they squirm and they get into tight places. So I'm sure people are going to have fun with that. I think that stuff is cool. All right, so I guess scientists have figured out how people get desk derriere or secretary butt. You know, some of us that sit a lot, we got secretary butt. Okay, apparently a study that scanned the buttocks of inactive people found that muscle was shrinking and breaking down to the lack of exercise. Now, the research was done in Tel Aviv University and showed that fat cells thrive in the buttocks of those who led a sedentary lifestyle. We know that, causing thick layers of fat to develop into the muscle tissue. All right. So as the muscle tissue ends up getting the fat, it causes some sort of an expansion and anatomical change. They say the hip flexor muscles found at the front of the hip become overactive and tight if an individual spends all day sitting. In response, three key muscles that give the buttocks their shape are gluteus maximus, gluteus medius, and gluteus minimus, derived from the Cinderella story, becomes less responsive and generally underactive, leading to poor muscle tone. The gluteal muscles obviously are necessary for stabilizing and controlling movement of the pelvis, legs, and lower back, not for pinching. When the bottom and stomach muscles become weak and the hip flexor muscles become tight, that's when you get the big tushy syndrome. Also cross-leg syndrome, that also bothers you as well. Symptoms include low back pain, knee pain, ankle pain, etc. So they say the flat width of the office bottom also could be cause of the pre-adipocyte cells, which were the precursor to the fat cells that are exposed to mechanical loading. And then you develop the fat in a weird anatomical position, making it look like you got big butt. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means you got to kind of get off your butt. I mean, I really like those exercise balls, where you sit on the exercise ball and you're kind of rocking back and forth and moving around and trying to balance. I think those will help a little bit. I know some people are trying to stand at workstations, so they type and stand. It's hard, though, because, you know, when I have a lot of work to do, I have to sit in front of a computer. They say women are especially more prone to store fat on the bottom because there's an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase, which dictates where fat settles in the body. Females store more fat around the hips. Men store it around the waist. I know, aren't we lucky? So anyway, they say make sure you exercise, make sure you eat complex carbohydrates, make sure you drink plenty of water. They say make sure you're eating fish. They also say there's certain exercises you could do, like lie flat on your tummy, bend one knee 90 degrees so that the sole of the foot is facing the ceiling, keep the foot on the ceiling, and slowly lift the leg 5 inches off the ground by squeezing your buttock. And then holding it motionless on the air. So you get that, you lie down, you bend the knee up. Okay, then you bring that whole leg up, hold it for about 30 seconds, hold the leg perfectly still. That's going to kind of help with your glutes. All right, let me see what else they could do. Let me see. They say exercise in your seat. All right, this is what I've been talking about. Let me see. They say work at your desk a couple times a day, but do 10 buttock squeezes, followed by 10 squeezes that you hold every 2 seconds, and then 10 quick squeezes. It's very hard to do. I don't know how you guys could do that with other people looking at you at work, you know? I try to suck in my tummy. Sucking in my tummy also doesn't help with the tushy. Okay, they also recommend 3 daily exercises. 1, stand straight in front of the bench and elevated surface. Step up with one leg, then follow the other in the starting position. Repeat 12 times. So basically, you're like marching in place. That's okay. Yeah, or you could use one of those little stools where you go up, and then you go back down, and then up, go back down. Okay? Donkey kicks, you're on all fours, no giggling. These are exercises, people. We're not talking positions. You're on all fours, face the floor, ensure you have a straight back. Take your right leg outwards, while left leg is still bent and on the ground. Then keep the right leg straight, facing up to the sky, bring it back, and then do the left leg. There's also another one called the standing abductor raise. This is from Daily Mail. They say hold on to a chair for balance. Start with your feet about a hip width apart. Without bending sideways at the waist, lift your leg out to the side, no higher than 45 degrees, using a slow, controlled movement. hold for a second and return to starting position. And those can work on your flojo muscle, we call it. Your, oh my gosh, the iliotibial. Why am I losing the name on that? Anyway, it works one of the leg muscles. Hey, you aren't coming to me for an anatomy lesson. You're coming to me for news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, another study came out saying more Americans are now committing suicide, and it has now surpassed car crashes. Car crashes and accidents used to be the number one cause of death in our younger people, but now suicide is the cause of death more than car crashes. All right, they say suicides are terribly undercounted, according to the American Journal of Public Health. They think it's gotten out of our control. They say 25% decrease in fatal car accidents, but suicide has gone up 15%. Now, true, I think we have safer cars. I don't really understand this whole smart car or know the safety features of the smart car, but a lot of us, we got the airbags, we got the side airbags, we got the passenger airbags. You know, we seem to be, you know, I think progressing in terms of car and safety. So I think that could be one reason why suicide is looking like it's elevating because of that. But then on the flip side, yeah, we're in a very crappy recession. I mean, for 4 years, it has been miserable. And what happens when people get depressed? They drink. When people drink, they get more depressed. Could be suicidal. Also, many people don't have health insurance, so they aren't on their medications. If they're not taking their medications, they get depressed. Also, during a recession, too, a lot of us eat like crap. We're going to go for the 99-cent burger. The 99-cent burger seems like a quick fix. It seems cheap enough. It'll seem to satisfy us. Well, that's as opposed to going, you know what? I feel good today. I'm going to go shopping. Going to get some salmon, right? Throw some olive oil on it. Throw some vegetables. No, going grocery shopping, you can't get out of there spending less than $100. So many people go for the 99-cent cheeseburger. So I think there's a lot of reasons that, we're starting to see more of this suicide because with obesity comes depression, with alcoholism comes depression, with lack of medication comes depression, and lack of ability to see a mental health care provider. I can't tell you how difficult it is for me to get somebody in with a mental health care provider. Either insurance doesn't cover it or the patient doesn't have cash or there's just not enough out there. You know, I feel bad for the mental health providers because if they want to spend an hour with you, and they don't get paid like attorneys get paid, you know, $500-$600 an hour, they only get paid what insurance pays or what somebody could afford them. How many patients can you see in one day? Not many. So, unfortunately, it's a very underserved specialty, and we really need more. We desperately need more healthcare workers, mental healthcare workers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-800-242-2000. 877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, working the dials. Don't forget, if I'm ever not live in your area, you could always call into the Dr. Dahlia Show. We'll play your question the next day on air at Dr. Dahlia. Just go to 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. Either way, there's a link for you to send me an email. Please don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show, and please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay. Whew. All right. We were kind of, you know, all in love with this little panda that was just born, six-day-old panda at the National Zoo. But unfortunately, it died, and they think what happened is that it had liver abnormalities. Little baby cub had died Sunday, less than a week after its birth. The zoo had no idea that there was anything wrong with it, from what I understand. But I guess, unfortunately, the little cub died. They thought that, you know, maybe it could have been pneumonia, but there was no fluid in the lungs. They thought maybe the cub was crushed by mom, which sometimes happens to cubs born in captivity. But no, none of that happened. They say usually with these panda cubs, there's a mortality rate of about 18%. It's very difficult to, you know, have these pandas give birth and do well and thrive in captivity. Obviously, there's something about the nature in the wild. Mortality rate in the wild is unknown, but they believe, of course, it's worse in captivity. They couldn't tell how well the baby's been nursing. They did see a little milk in its tummies. Cub mother, 14-year-old Mizang, has come out of her den, started eating again, started interacting with her keepers. I guess she actually has been kind of even playing with a toy. So hopefully she's kind of getting through that all right. But, oh, I don't like to see little pandas not make it. So anyway, they think it could be a liver abnormality. That's what they think is going on right now. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a study. This was a study conducted from the Lesbian and Gay Foundation and the University of Central Lancashire. They say that gays are 7 times more likely to take illegal drugs than the general population. They say gay people are 7 times more likely. This is a study conducted over 2 years. 1 in 5 show signs of dependency on drugs and alcohol. That's very interesting because my gay patients are some of the healthiest patients I have, and they don't do drugs and they hardly drink. They said they've even noticed cannabis, poppers, cocaine, ecstasy, etc. Like I said, the report comes to the University of Central Lancashire, as well as Lesbian and Gay Foundation, LGF. They say more of a third of gay, lesbian, bisexual people took at least one illegal drug in the last month. The company, this compares to 5% of the wider population who admitted to using drugs. They say cocaine, ecstasy, ketamine, and amphetamines were popular, but cannabis, marijuana, as well as this popper, which is a liquid nitrite sold in a bottle and inhaled, were more common. It's kind of interesting. All right. No, they don't know why. They don't know why. I mean, you know, could be. Remember, you know, we talked about the gay population, how you could actually divide it up into three. Those who were born and always knew who they were. You know, I'm born this way. I know who I am. I'm happy with myself. They do very well. Then you have the second group of people who are confused. They thought they were straight. Then they thought, well, maybe I am gay. They figure it out. And either some come out or some don't. And or they're confused or they're trying to change themselves. That group has a much more difficult chance to cope. Then you have the third group who suppresses any of those feelings whatsoever. They get married, and they will suppress it till the day they die. Those people are not very psychologically healthy either because they aren't living a life that they want to live, and they're very they're in suppression and repression. So I'm wondering if this drug study are the latter two groups. You know, it'd be interesting to see those that kind of have been open and always open and knew who they were and are really happy with it do better than those that try to hide it. Or are the ones trying to hide it doing better? It'll be interesting to see. Now, speaking of drugs, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. There's this new drug out called Smiles. Have you guys heard about this? It's another synthetic drug, but it's supposed to be worse than K2 and the fake marijuana. It's called 2CI, known as Smiles. It's a hallucinogen, and two kids just died in East Grand Forks, North Dakota, 18-year-olds, after taking it. One was, like, you know, banging his head against a McDonald's and just not doing well. I guess it's in a powder or a tablet form. You mix it with a stabilizing substance like chocolate or candy. Then you ingest. It gives you auditory hallucinations, visual hallucinations. You get giddy. You could be empathetic, or you could just start hyperventilating and die, like one of these kids did, and his friend who gave it to him is now up on manslaughter charges. So just kind of be aware if, you know, your kids are all happy and you're asking them what's going on, and they say, oh, well, it's Smiles, Mom. Just realize that that's the name of a drug. All right, New York City schools have been dispensing the morning after pill as well as birth control without parental consent. Now, there may be laws in New York where they don't have to have parental consent, but we know a lot of parents are pretty happy about that. School nurse offices supplied with the contraceptions can reportedly dispense Plan B emergency contraception, which is a very high-dose estrogen to prevent the implantation if somebody gets pregnant. Or if you have too much estrogen, it's not going to implant properly. So you, that's what Plan B is. And they've also given oral and injectable birth control agents to girls as young as 14 without telling their parents, unless the parents opt out of the program after receiving a school letter informing them of the new policy. So, parents, you better read your paperwork, because you have to opt out. You have to find that piece of paper and opt out, say, no, 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 don't be giving my kid any hormones or birth control. Fox affiliate WNYW reports that New York City high schools have supplied free condoms to teens in the past, but it's the first time they have given out hormonal birth control and Plan B, which could prevent pregnancy if taken up to 72 hours of unprotected sex. So the thing with that is, you know, I know many of us don't want these young kids to get pregnant. Pregnancy could be more dangerous than the pill themselves, but if you're a parent and you know that there's a family history of blood clots, or there's your sister or aunt doesn't tolerate birth control well because they form blood clots or stroke or et cetera, or at risk for heart disease, et cetera, you may not want the school giving your child this type of medication. Not to mention, do you really want to not know if your child is not having sex? Keep in mind, you know, no one's getting a pap smear when this is being done. Nobody's being screened for HPV, HIV, gonorrhea, chlamydia, being checked for abuse. All right. These kids are just going to get their birth control without the parents knowing. Now, I know there were these abortion commercials years ago where you heard the dad yelling at the kid and they said, this is why we need non-parental consent to allow these kids to get abortions. All right. That I doubt the abuse that we would see with the parents getting mad that the kids are having sex is more than the abuse many of these kids could actually be incurring, which is why they need the birth control to begin with. Okay, a lot of 14-year-olds don't really understand the whole sexual process and may actually be being forced or coerced. And when we give birth control to young kids, we screen for this. I mean, if a child is going to high school for 3 years without ever getting a pap smear, what could be growing inside of them? I mean, if they're afraid to talk to their parents about birth control, they're not going to really volunteer and go, Mom, I need to get a pap smear done. Kids don't seem to like those things. So I don't think the medicine is 100% safe, especially just to randomly give to a 14-year-old. And I think you're losing phenomenal opportunities to teach kids about sex, teach your kids about the diseases they could contract, teach your kids about how to protect themselves against sexual assault, sexual abuse. There's a lot more that goes on in the gynecological visit. And you need to get the parents involved. All right. Many kids don't realize that there's blood clots in the family. They could be carrying a gene that puts them at risk for blood clots, stroke, etc. I just don't understand this whole giving in mentality. We need to teach kids to stop having sex. In fact, I think there was a push we talked about over the weekend on having kids have IUDs. Put IUDs in these kids, which are the little contraceptive devices that go up into the uterus. Okay, the problem with that is these IUDs have strings. You don't want to give it to somebody who is sexually active without using a condom, because infection will crawl up the string, go into the uterus, and cause PID. So I don't think anybody's really thinking this through. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and download the Dr. Dahlia app. God bless.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.